Welcome back to another episode of Undercover with KP. I'm your host, KP. If you don't already know the scoop, this is a show dedicated to cover songs. Sometimes I'll play the original version, sometimes just the cover, and sometimes both. Hey, it depends how I feel. I'll also be giving you a bit of background information on the songs or the artist, so that way you can go impress your friends with this incredible wealth of music knowledge. So I'm going to start things off with three cover songs. The original versions were recorded by some of the less embarrassing bands of the 1980s. First up, Joy Division / New Order song Ceremony as covered by Radiohead. I say slash because the original version was one of the last songs that Joy Division composed. Lead singer Ian Curtis, who wrote the lyrics for this song, committed suicide shortly thereafter. That was in May of 1980. Following Curtis's death, the band renamed themselves New Order, and Ceremony was the first song they released under their new name. 3 years ago, when Radiohead was promoting their album In Rainbows, they put out a webcast. It featured them performing some of their new songs in studio. And within that studio session, they played this.
They find it all a different story. Notice whom the wheels are turning. Turn again and feel towards this time. Or she has the strength to hold me. Then again the same old story. We'll travel oh so quickly. Travel first and flee towards this time. Break them down, no mercy shown. Heaven knows it's got to be this time. Watching her, I think she's dead. The time she cried, failed to watch this time.
Now what?
Closer and see. See into the trees. Follow the girl while you can. Closer and see.
was Jeff Buckley covering the Smiths' song, The Boy with the Thorn in His Side. You can find the original on the Smiths' 1986 album, The Queen is Dead. Before that, we heard Bat for Lashes covering The Cure's song, A Forest. Gotta say, I really enjoy that version. The original is also fantastic. It's on The Cure's second album, called 17 Seconds. That was released in 1980. That was when the post-punk era really started to take off. And from that era, gothic rock and industrial music quickly started to develop. A lot of people associate gothic rock with The Cure, but like a lot of artists, lead singer Robert Smith does not like to be classified, especially when it comes to a gothic rock label. In a 2006 article published by Reuters, Smith said, quote, "It's so pitiful when goth is still tagged onto the name The Cure. I just play Cure music, whatever that is," unquote. Up next, we have a back-to-back Beating of the Hearts. Swedish band The Knife released their song Heartbeats on their 2003 album Deep Cuts. 3 years later, Jose Gonzalez took the electro-pop song and made it acoustic. The Gonzalez version was used in a Sony Bravia commercial, as well as in an episode of the TV show Bones. Here's both the original and the cover of Heartbeats on Undercover with KP.
One night to be confused, one night to speed up truth. We had a promise made, four hands and then away. Both under influence, we had divine sense. Of above to lean on, would it be good enough for me now? One night of magic rush, the start a simple touch, one night to push and scream.
Jose Gonzalez covering the song Heartbeats. Before that, we heard the original version by The Knife. This next little ditty has been covered by over 40 artists, from Chuck Berry to Depeche Mode, from Bob Dylan to John Mayer. I'm sorry. I promise I'll never use those two names in the same sentence again. But probably the most prominent version comes from the Rolling Stones. They first released it on their album England's Newest Hitmakers, then again on December's Children. We're going to get to that one, but first I'm going to take it back to its original roots. American jazz pianist Bobby Troup wrote this song in 1946. Nat King Cole recorded it that same year, and it hit big. The song then became a rhythm and blues standard. So here it is, Get Your Kicks, on Route 66.
If you ever plan to motor west, travel my way, take the highway, that's the best. Get your kicks on Route 66. It winds from Chicago to LA, more than 2,000 miles all the way. Hey, get your kicks on Route 66. Looks mighty pretty, you'll see. Amarillo, Gallup, New Mexico, Flagstaff, Arizona, don't forget Winona, Kingman, Barstow, San Bernardino, won't you get hit to this timely tip? When you make that California trip,
get your kicks on Route 66. Get your kicks on Route 66. Get your kicks on Route 66.
All right, so a little Sid Vicious never hurt anybody. Well, or he never hurt me anyway. That song, My Way, was written by Canadian-born singer-songwriter and actor Paul Anka. But the original melody for the song comes from a French tune called Comme d'habitude. Anka rewrote the lyrics from the French version. Then he met up with Frank Sinatra, had a little chat, and Sinatra released the song in 1969. It's been covered and remade a ridiculous amount of times since then. But it's hard to listen to the Sid Vicious version and not laugh. All right, so that's it for this episode. I'll be back again soon with more covers to play and to talk about. Thank you so much for joining me. We'll catch you next time on Undercover with KP. Undercover.